From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins. Jeremy Hobson's off today.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And since the surprise announcement Saturday of the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, we've been hearing about the ripples that announcement sends out. In a few minutes, we'll look at his legacy.
But first, almost immediately after Justice Scalia died, the conversation turned political. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the vacancy left on the court should not be filled until the new president takes office next year. President Obama, in his comments Saturday, disagreed.
I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. There will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone.
Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hello, Domenico.
Good afternoon.
So we know what McConnell said, and Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, added that it's not standard practice to nominate and confirm a justice during an election year. Is that true?
Well, not exactly. I mean, it's true over the last 80 years that there hasn't been someone nominated and confirmed. But Justice Anthony Kennedy was confirmed in an election year in 1988. You have to go all the way back to 1938 to find somebody who was nominated and confirmed. In 1968, President Johnson nominated two people for the Supreme Court in June of that year, which was an election year, which Richard Nixon of different party than Johnson, of course, Republican versus Democrat, won in November. And those two people were both wound up being withdrawn. They did not get appointed to the court openings, but they did get hearings after 2 weeks of just being nominated. So we'll see if whoever President Obama nominates winds up at least getting a hearing.
Okay. And aside from the presidential election, there are also some key Senate seats up for grabs in November. How does that play into what's going on here?
Well, right now, Republicans are in control of the Senate, 54-46. Democrats need 5 seats outright or 4 seats plus the White House. And there are a bunch of states this time around that are in places President Obama won in 2008 and 2012, Illinois, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Florida in particular. So there is some room here for Democrats to feel like they can push this issue and push some of those candidates on how they would feel about what could be historic obstruction of a nominee.
And by the way, is there, in the brief amount of time we have left, a candidate who you think could garner support from both sides of the aisle?
There are a couple people who stand out. One is Sri Srinivasan, who is about 48 years old, and he is he's a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. Now, the thing with him is he was confirmed in 2013, 97-0. He's Indian American, and that's the kind of person he's seen as a moderate who could wind up garnering some appeal from both sides, or at least be difficult for Republicans to knock down very easily. The problem that could play in is into the Democratic presidential race, actually, because unions don't love him because he's had corporate clients when he was in private practice. That could be a split between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. You think about somebody like Merrick Garland, who's the head of the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. He's a little older, also seen as a moderate, would generally be thought to have broad support.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.